City Council Tuesday is we'll be doing the same thing over in the city of Opelika as Joey Motlin joins me on the WANI hotline to preview tonight's council meeting. Morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing well. There's a big ball in the sky and some blue sky. I hadn't seen that in a while. I think we're calling it sunshine, but I don't know how long it's going to last. At least from outside my window, I don't see any clouds. But I think there's still a chance of rain, Joey. But we got a meeting this evening, and we're looking at prayer meeting, or are we looking at something that's going to be quick and simple?
Well, once again, you never know. I think this one's pretty straightforward. We got a few things that could bring up a little discussion. In the work session, we'll have Scott Parker making a presentation on it's the NADECA grant bid for the Creek Lion Trails project. The Creek Lion's been around for a while and been trying to get some momentum and get some trails going throughout Opelika, and had some pushback from some of the property owners and things like that. But they've got a spot. This will be on Waverly Parkway. It goes out to our new tech park out there. It's I've seen some pictures. I have not walked down into the woods there, but right off Waverly Parkway is the Pepperell Branch, and some beautiful pictures of some the creek that runs down through there. And then there's this is for a multi-use trail that will go along Waverly Parkway, not out in the road, but separate. And it'll be a biking, walking, jogging trail that'll tie into that part of Opelika. And so we're excited about getting that. There's some ADECA money that's been awarded, and this will be permission for the city to come up with the match and proceed with the project. So we're excited about that, and I think that is the only thing that is on the work session right now. So moving into the regular meeting, we've got the city's financial summary. Of course, the mayor, this is remarks by the mayor, but the mayor is in Paris at the air show. There was an article in AL or Yellowhammer, I believe, and it had talked about several of the folks that were there with the state. And Greg Canfield with Commerce certainly was there, and some state representatives. And I think Todd Shackett from representing Southern Union. And, of course, the mayor and Lori and Todd Rout are over there and won't be back until later in the week. So the mayor has told me, he's been a few times. He's been to London. It's in London one year, and it's in Paris the next.
Oh.
And he's been a couple of times each, and he says, you know, that's really that sounds grand, but when it takes an hour and a half on a bus to get where you're going, it's really not that much fun. So a lot of work. The air show itself is out on a tarmac. And they have some big planes and all kinds of stuff, and then they have some tents set up, but they have big fans blowing, but it's not air conditioned. It's a working trip, and so we look forward to getting them back. But the mayor won't be here for the meeting, or Todd. We'll have under his remarks, though, we'll have the city's financial summary for May. We continue to have a good year. I talk about this not all the time, but I talk about it a lot. The recession hadn't hit Opelika yet.
Right, right.
Building's still good. I'm going to go over the building report in a minute. Our revenues are right on budget, what we predicted, and actually a little above budget. Our expenditures are down a little bit. You know, we're in the midst of looking at the new budget for next year, preliminary, getting some numbers together, some projects and things of that nature. And we are just really have a great staff here. We budget lots of things, and if they figure out they don't need that during the year, or that could be part of another project later that would save us some money, you know, they look at all those kind of things, and we talk about that a lot. And so we want to be good stewards of taxpayers' money, and so we're we're glad that we have the opportunity to be able to make those kind of decisions. And then we've got the building report that I will give. 49 new single family homes for $10,638,048. That's $10 million out of a $15,489,075 number for the month. And so year to date, those numbers, total permits year to date is $132,057,540. It's 286 new single family homes year to date, and I think that's 8 months in, and that's $72 million of that 132. So, you know, we have there's another new apartment buildings at $33 million year to date. Mm. So, lots of construction going on in town. Things continue to look good. I'm going to quit trying to predict things and just enjoy it when it happens, because you know, we always want to prepare for the worst, but you can't stop doing what you're doing. It's the thing about inflation and things going up, rarely do they ever come down.
Right.
So it just gets you to that point and they stay there. So then we'll move from there. We have a request for an alcohol license from Flynn's Arcade, and that's doing business as Mr. Getty's Pizza. Mm. Mr. Getty's is getting ready to open down on First Avenue. Used to be the old Cannon Motor Company many years ago. And so it's a historic place. They've done a really good job preserving that history that's there and making it a modern place at the same time, and people have a talent for doing that. We really appreciate that.
That's been a highly anticipated place, Joey. As you know, those of us that went to college at Auburn, and there was a Mr. Gaddy's there, and a lot of late night dinners that I had at there, and I actually lived right across from it. And when it was announced that it was coming back to the area, and boy, we thought, goodness gracious, finally! And it's finally, as I said, highly anticipated. It looks like it's coming to fruition and going to happen pretty soon, and people will be able to go in there and enjoy it. It looks like next on the list is Joey looking for a temporary street closure at tonight's meeting.
Yeah, this is from the Heritage House for an event on the 2nd of July. There had been some discussion about the noise, this being in a neighborhood, but they're taking some preventative measures on where they locate the band. It's an early evening. It won't go into the night. So we feel like they've taken the appropriate measures to keep from disturbing the neighborhood there. And then there's a public hearing for demolition at 509 First Avenue, and another one for demolition at 315 South 4th Street. Then another demolition at 2013 Waverly Parkway, a public hearing for weed abatement at 1733 First Avenue, another weed abatement public hearing at 206 Bird Avenue, public hearing for weed abatement assessment at 615 Martin Luther King Boulevard, public hearing on weed abatement assessment for 309 Spring Hill Avenue, and weed abatement assessment at 510 Walker Street. And then we'll get into the bids. Ductile iron utility poles, that's for OPS. Ductile iron became a highly sought after commodity, especially for water pipes. And so I think the water board had actually ordered some and stockpiled a little of it for some future projects that they have planned so they could get their hands on it. So we'll see when the delivery on these poles are. Vacuum excavation and utility daylighting services for OPS. Construction of a multi-use trail along the banks of Pepperell Branch, ADECA project, and it's got the number there. That's what we talked about earlier on Waverly Parkway. And then we'll get into some resolutions. We have the expense reports from a few folks there, and then we're going to purchase two 20 cubic yard high side loaders mounted Mack chassis. This is trash trucks.
Right.
This is they put some fancy descriptions on these, and I did learn that a ASL is a automatic side loader. So
okay, well, you've taught me something too then.
So we have a really good, Terry White's done an excellent job out at OPS, and so we have been flipping that fleet, and we actually, for a few thousand dollars extra, we can get a 5-year warranty, which covers labor and materials on most parts, except for things like brakes and belts and, you know, normal maintenance items, but any of the moving parts, and there are a lot of moving parts on those arms and things, and so we've had very good success with our trucks. We've been able to get top trade-in value on those. People love to know that our trucks are coming up, and so it keeps us running. We don't have any margin for error there. We're not a huge like a Waste Management has a huge fleet, and you can't pull in several folks to make up for a route, things like that. So dependability of the fleet is very important. So that's two more that we will get to upgrade our fleet even further. We're as a reminder now, since yesterday was a holiday, you push your trash pickup back a day.
Yes, yes, sir.
So my normal day is Thursday, so now it's Friday. Mm. And so everybody remember that. I think when we simplified that a little bit, it made it easier to remember. Let's see, I lost where I was now. Then change order number one with Harmon Engineering for OPS. We are building a new substation, and this got into the grading work. And something else I learned since I got this job is that there's good dirt and bad dirt. And some dirt doesn't compact like others. It's had some kind of chemical in it, or something's happened to it, or it's just not good dirt. The base is not there. So we've had to do some extra grading and stuff on that. Nothing major. We'll get that corrected. Then approve the services agreement with Motorola Solutions. Now, this is a large expenditure. All our radios used throughout the city are Motorola. And we went to this new high-frequency radio 10 years ago. And it was a big deal. Well, now our 10 years of being able, when something goes wrong with a radio, getting it serviced is not possible, or it's running out. It's close. And so we're looking to upgrade several in the police department, and then we can still use the old ones. We can push them down into the other areas of the city that use radios, and so we won't have to just throw away and start with the new. They'll work, but we'll start with the police department and replacing those, and then as we replace, we'll replace with the new. So this is a large expenditure, but it's much needed. And then it approved those demolitions that we had the public hearings on First Avenue, 4th Street, and Waverly Parkway, and then the five weed abatements, First Avenue, Bird Avenue, Martin Luther King, Spring Hill, and Walker Street. And then we get to our ordinances, and for a second reading is an ordinance to amend the Gateway Drive and Interstate 85, 14.86 acres from a C2 to a PUD. This is the second reading. I haven't heard of any discussion on this since the first reading. We'll see if there's any tonight on it. It's pretty straightforward. Hmm. Amend section 4.78, the city code of ordinances relating to large animals running at large. This is the second reading. This just makes our language and our local ordinance agree with the new state law that was just passed, where they upgraded theirs. And then we have, for first reading, we have to amend the city code of ordinances, repealing obsolete and outdated provisions, first reading. We've had over the years where there's new policies that have been adopted and started being used. Of course, use those, and one supersedes the other, but we're just going to delete them. The old one's just going to delete them from being in there at all. Mm-hmm. And there's a few. It's just some housekeeping type things. You know, at one time, Opelika had a public safety director. And so that position is still defined and in there, even though we haven't filled it in many years, many, many years. And so little things like that, just some things that we went through and correct in there. Not that the new doesn't, like I say, supersede that, but this just takes it out altogether. And so then, you know, we're down to the character trait of the month is cooperation, the actions of someone who is being helpful by doing what is wanted or asked for. And so we appreciate the cooperation that we have in Opelika. We've got great folks. We try to, like I said, we talk about our staff and what a great job they do and all things Opelika. Went to a conference a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and one of the keynote speakers has written a book. It says, "For the Love of Cities." And so what he's talking about is that, you know, if you don't love your city or you don't agree with the vision of the city, then it's hard to love what you're doing, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was pretty interesting things. Of course, there's a lot of little details and things that go along with it, a lot of examples. But I was sitting there thinking while he was talking, I said, you know, I think we're a fit there because we have so many people that love our city that volunteer and they work and on committees, they do things. Just a very giving community, and so we're blessed to be. I think we were right up. This is not a new concept, and I don't think anybody adopted this book as a or this theory for us to go by. But I think it shows that this guy's right. He hit the nail on the head, as we say, if he's talking about Opelika, because there's so many people that love the city and it shows in all the things that they do, and that we're just blessed to be part of it.
The love, the loyalty, and even the community atmosphere that it brings, I mean, it shows on a daily basis. Joey, as always, I greatly appreciate it, man, and you guys hopefully have a quick one tonight, and I think I'll be talking to Eddie tomorrow, and so I think President Smith's going to be giving me a buzz to tell him I look forward to that, and I'll visit with him on a recap tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Joey Motley, City Administrator, City of Opelika Council meeting a little bit later on this evening.
Pushing the Auburn-Opelika First Agenda. News Talk, WKNC.